All the best. Stories from Sydney on FBI.
A very big thank you to Kath Lim for the overhang this morning, filling in for Amy Gibbs. It's just clocked on 10 o'clock, which means that it is time for All the Best. And at the show where we bring you stories from all over Sydney every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 11 here on FBI. My name's Gina McEwen and I'm filling in for Eliza Salos this morning. Now, today's show, it's all about running. Coming up, we'll hear tales of running away. We'll learn what it takes to run a successful festival food stall. And we'll be hearing from Poppy Silk and her take on dragons and running. All that's still to come. But first, as you might have already heard, All the Best producer Nick Hadland will be attempting to run a half marathon throughout the show this morning. What a trooper. We'll be crossing to him and his FBI coaches, Jules and Dan, live throughout the show. And you'll be able to follow all the live action and pics, if you like, of his progress on the All the Best Facebook or twitter.com/_allthebest.
All the Best.
Stories from Sydney.
On FBI.
Nick is actually joining me in the studio right now before the big run. So this is the official starting line. How are you feeling?
Yeah, a little bit nervous, actually. I haven't stretched. I haven't prepped all my iPod music yet, but...
You haven't stretched it. You've got to start now.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to do on-air promo for it, so...
Such a task.
Yeah.
Such
a
task.
What can I do?
We've got to look out for you. It's a bit of OH&S. We need you to stretch.
That's true. Well, I do have a bike posse out the back, so...
Jules and Dan.
Yeah.
They're going to be helping.
They'll be cheering.
All right. I'm going to make sure that they make you stretch. Now, the route you're going to be running today is here from the FBI studios all the way over to... Bondi? Is it Coogee or Bondi, do you think?
Bondi was a bit zealous, I think. Coogee, maybe.
Coogee.
Maybe. I mean, we'll see where we go.
Did you go out last night?
Does it sound like it?
No.
No.
Just making sure. This is what we need to be aware of.
Yeah, that was a good trick question.
Now, do you want encouragement from FBI listeners as you go? Or do you want to be in the zone?
No, I absolutely want encouragement. Like unlike most normal runners, I actually, of course, have the bike posse there. So I guess as much encouragement and enthusiasm as I can get would be appreciated.
You need it this morning,
don't yes,
you?
Yes, yes.
Now, you're wearing an FBI shirt. It's kind of a grey shirt, sort of an FBI design on the front. So if you see someone...
Swimming in it. It's actually extra large, so yeah.
Quite a thick cotton.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll survive.
Yeah. Okay. Soak up the sun.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Okay, we'll be crossing live to Nick throughout the show, so make sure you stay tuned and All the Best this morning. It is all part of our theme, running. So good luck, Nick.
Yeah, look, we're running out of time.
Speak to you soon. You're tuned into All the Best, and the theme for today's show is, of course, running, and there you are hearing from Songs and their track Running for the Door. It's just clocked on 10:05, and we're going to get straight into it this morning. Now, where were you at last week's Newtown Festival? Were you there? Did you get something to eat there by any chance? At every festival, the choice on the menu gets bigger and bigger, and one of the newer delicacies is chips on a stick. But have you ever thought about the effort that goes into running a food stall at a festival and making the food there right on the spot? Producer Mike Williams put on an apron and jumped behind the counter to find out just what goes into running a festival food stall.
Meat pie, Dagwood dog, sausage roll, hot dog, goslemmy, corn on the cob, kebab. There's a lot of festival food to choose from, but have you tried chips on a stick?
Oh, we were awake at 5:30 this morning. Had to get here by 6:30, so we stay about an hour away from here. It was a bit of a trek, but at the end of the day, it's a beautiful day today. Fantastic people. Everyone's going to enjoy a chip on a stick. Excuse me, sir, I would
like to leave the run. At most festivals you go to, you get tired, hot, sweaty, rained on, and come home exhausted. But what about the people who are working at festivals? For the 5 minutes you stood in that food line, did you ever wonder what it would actually be like to run a food stall at a festival? The Chips on a Stick stall, run by Deep and Rada, is out every single weekend.
How far do you go with this?
We've gone as far as Queensland.
Yeah, and we're soon going to Adelaide.
And do you take the whole team with you?
Yes, we do.
It's like chips on a stick on tour.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Hire out a van and get all the gear in.
Yeah, they were at the back.
Surprisingly, the chip on a stick is a traditional Kenyan food. A lot of people like it over there?
No, yes, oh, definitely. Very popular on the streets there.
And how did you decide to bring it over here?
We're from Kenya. We're originally from Kenya, so we decided we can try something new because everybody has pretty much the same thing every weekend. We said we want something new. I want to go to a festival and try something new all the time, so this is something new.
And how have you found, what's the response been? Do people like it?
Oh, fantastic. People love it. You know, we'll have people, we have people today who've already come back three times to have one.
Three times?
Yeah.
Wow. Deep and Rada are the ones that serve you when you buy your chip on a stick. But they're just the tip of the iceberg. Behind them is a team working away. Rada tells me that the team has to be running at 100% if they're ever going to stand a chance.
If you don't have a team, it doesn't work. It's not a one-man show. Everybody needs to pull their weight. And if one person's gone down, everyone sort of jumps in and help out.
The chip on a stick's life starts with KP.
Make the first one potato. Just like, see?
So you're taking the potato?
KP grabs a peeled potato, puts it in a silver box that's been brought over from Kenya. He twists the handle, and like magic, the potato is sliced into a slinky-like spiral. He then threads it over a skewer. We are now in phase two. Meet Vasha, Ami and Sonu.
Right, guys, I just want you to try and describe how hot it is back here.
It's just too hot.
It's too hot. Oh, I just got a whole bunch of steam. I'll come around the other side. It's how hot do you think it is working in front of this deep fryer?
200 degrees outside and 200 degrees.
After we've skewered the potato, what happens next?
After this, we'll put in the deep in the batter.
In the batter, okay. And what sort of batter is this? Any a special batter or?
Yep, it's a special batter made by a boss.
Oh, mate, secret recipe. Yeah, no one knows what it is. Okay, and then so after it's battered.
After it's battered, it's fried and then deep fried, before it's finally salted in your preferred flavour.
We put the different salts in there.
Okay.
We got the chicken salt, barbecue, cheese.
And this is where you meet and greet the customers.
Exactly.
So here's one now.
Yeah, what flavour would you like?
Mixed flavour's got a bit of everything.
Lemon pepper? Sure.
Deep, some of the guys down the back working at the batter part of the stage were telling me about how it's a secret recipe.
You
can't fill me in on some of the ingredients.
It's like KFC or Coca-Cola, you know. You can make cola at home, but you can never make Coca-Cola at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Know? And so that's the whole taste. The taste comes down to the batter.
Really? Not from the salt?
Oh, and the salts, but the batter is pleasant.
All right. Chips on a stick aren't the healthiest alternative. But come on, it's festival food. Festivals and fried food go hand in hand. Some did complain about the price, they're $5 each, and some thought they were too greasy. But many who tried them absolutely love them. After all, they do go through about 1,300 potatoes a day. And then there's these girls.
Describe the flavour for me.
It's like we went to heaven and then we died and
went to heaven.
And then we came back and brought heaven's food. It's really good.
It's like the best thing ever. It's like deep fried heaven. I can't describe it. So good.
And are you guys enjoying the new Town Festival set?
Yes. Definitely.
What's been your highlight so far?
Oh, chips on a stick. Excuse me, sir. I would like to leave the rock.
Too many people just... Heaven on a stick, heaven's food. You've got to love that from these kids. That was Mike Williams and, of course, the band Hot Chip ending that story from All the Best Festival Food Lover Mike. To see some stories of the chip on a stick stall at the Newtown Festival, which was part of that story, then head along to the All the Best website on www.fbi-allthebest.tumblr.com. And it's just clocked on at 10 past 10 and you're tuned in to All the Best.
You're listening to All the Best Stories from Sydney on FBI.
Every week, as you know, All the Best theme the show, and this week is no exception. The theme is running. Now, still to come, Poppy Silk will be reading us a tale of dragons and running. We'll be hearing numerous stories throughout the show of people who have run away from home at different times in their lives. And if you've just tuned in, our All the Best marathon man, Nick Hadland, is currently completing a long jog from the FBI studios over to Bondi this morning. And it is happening right now. So head over to the All the Best Facebook and Twitter, which is on twitter.com/allthebest, for all the latest picks. And we'll be crossing to him right after these songs to see how he's doing. So you've got to stay tuned for that one. Here's one from Arcade Fire. Keep the car running. You're tuned in to All the Best here on FBI 94.5 on this fine Saturday morning. It's just clocked on 20, oh, it's a bit past 20, so 23 past 10, we might just say, to be safe. My name is Jean McHugh and I'm filling in for Eliza Salas this morning. And the theme of today's show, as with every All the Best, we have a theme. The theme is running. And we have a producer, Nick Hadland, who's currently running from... He started at the FBI studios this morning at 10 o'clock and he's currently making his way to Bondi. Having a bit of trouble getting through to him at the moment, but we will be speaking to him very, very soon. So make sure you stick around for that. I'm just going to check and make sure that he hasn't just snuck around the block and he's going to be puffing red-faced and then turn up again back here at 11 o'clock and say, oh yeah, I did it. We're going to check on him. His coaches, Jules and Dan, are with him just to make sure. But first, we're going to hear a story about running away. This is from Jade.
Hi, my name's Jade Weskovich, and I ran away from home when I was 16. I decided that, you know, my home life wasn't fantastic, so and staying on the beach all night, walked in really early in the morning and just met my mother, who wasn't very happy. So I grabbed my bags when she left for church and decided that since I couldn't eat and I couldn't sleep, that I'd take the cutlery drawer with me and a doona. I went round the corner to my friend's house and I moved around the corner and lived around the corner in my friend's house for 3 years with my mother's cutlery drawer, my mother's doona, and she didn't know I was around the corner for 3 years. She found me when I was 19 and in a restaurant in Hamilton. She went out for dinner with her friends and heard my voice in the kitchen. And then came and had a look in the kitchen and realised that it was her daughter. And we hadn't made contact for 3 years. So, yeah, surprise. I did give the cutlery drawer back many years later after my wedding and I got my own cutlery. When I got my bags and left, the first thing was offered to me, being quite young, was a chef's apprenticeship. So I took that by the horns and ran with that and thought, I'll give it a crack. And I met my lovely husband at college. We've been together ever since just on 19. We met each other at college and, yeah, been together ever since. I think it's fate, you know. If I hadn't grabbed my bags and run, I wouldn't have been taking the chef's apprenticeship job and I wouldn't have travelled the world as a chef and been around the world and seen what I've seen. Yeah. So I think it's quite fortunate. Things happen for a reason.
Jade's amazing story of running away here on All the Best.
Straight out of spend dollar with a pocket full of love. Who wanna get some? Don't get some. Yeah. Introduction. Go by the name of Abdul Jalil.
That is Freddy Krueger. On FBI 94.5, you're tuned into All the Best, which is every Saturday from 10 till 11. The theme for today is running, and we finally got hold of our FBI coach, Jules, and she's actually following around our producer, Nick Hadland, who is running from the FBI studios, started here this morning, and he's cruising on over to Bondi. So, Jules, are you there?
I'm here.
You're there. Excellent. We've been trying hard to get you this morning.
Pardon?
We've been trying hard to get you this morning. Was it on the bike? On the bike, you didn't hear the phone.
Oh no, no. Yeah, I don't know what happened with that one.
So tell us what's happening. Is Nick still inside? Is he still able? Is he still moving?
Yeah, definitely. He's just gone past Randwick Racecourse, so he's running through Randwick. And we've had a whole lot of people beeping their horns and yelling FBI at us. So if you see a guy in an FBI t-shirt, make sure you say hi to him as well.
Excellent. So you're just going through the race course. What is the path do you think that he'll be running through now? So anyone who's cruising past and you see a guy struggling along the street in an FBI t-shirt, that they can look out for him.
I'm not 100% sure where he's going yet. He's kind of deciding the route and we're kind of following him as his backup coaches. So up to Randwick and then down to Quincy, I think, is the plan.
Wherever he feels enthused to go.
Definitely.
Is it the lowest gradient that he's going to go for?
Definitely. He's found a couple of hills, but it's a nice flat bit at the moment, so that's all right.
Oh, good, good. So he's going to make his way. He's making his way through Centennial Park, and then he'll be heading down to Coogee. Hopefully, he's going to go for a swim and cool off.
I think he's going
to
need it.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, we'll cross back to you very soon, Jules. Thanks very much, and keep an eye on him.
Thanks.
All right. Speak to you soon. Bye. That is Jules there, the FBI coach. They're cruising along, Jules and Dan are cruising alongside Nick on their bikes with a megaphone, making sure that he's keeping pace. So we'll be crossing back to him very, very soon. Right now we're going to hear one from our writer, Poppy Silk. She's given us a story which includes running and dragons. You're tuned in to All the Best.
I've got one little poem about dragons, and then I've got one about wizards. Both of them are slightly escapist fantasies. So this is a little one about dragons. It's called Dragon Dialogue. Okay, I'll get my reading voice on. Dragon beating claw against claw. Children gripping at cloven hooves. Talon against crumbling talon and dewy-eyed muddled people sleeping lightly, curled tightly in caves. A roar reaches up from the underground. A meek light beckons his reedy voice and his gumshoe posturing. Children are moulding their mother's faces from clay, sticks in the sculpted eyes. Cannon eyes. The wind would undo their tied-up jackets, strings of cotton, bearing down upon them, hoping to make something, hoping to be something. The dragon cowers in the light of the morning, bright, dawn, no softness of dew in the field of stones. The occasional dandelion tickling us between our toes, a fine grainy dust. And everything was whole and beautiful, and the scrappiest young folk taught us the right and clever things to want and how to ask for them. Below the twilight, cloudless and fiery-eyed, the sky and earth looked horizonless and mathematical. Our income was small but substantial, and when some people came in clean coats and asked for our names and addresses, we directed them to the dragon. "He knows," we said. "You're just going to have to ask him." We sang to each other in the evening and again at noon, our voices cracking like fine hay. I was sure it was right, and a stream forced its way between us, cold as a moonlit pebble, and fresh as the lamb with its bobbing tail. Now, I have another one about wizards. I just have a mythical creatures... series. This is about wizards. It's very short. All creatures live and breathe for them. Most maidens basket weave for them. Woodchoppers grunt and heave for them. But I must take my leave of them and never more believe in them. This is just like a list of stuff that I also did. Prefaced also with the title, "I never feel lonely if I learn something or give something away because they're my favourite things in the world." Were you so brutalised that you lost your sense of brutality or authority? Twin complexes with mirror twin causes. No possible effect. Machinery at room temperature versus machinery at night when your mum and dad are both girls and I wish they wouldn't fight. And just a note, it's better to sleep in your own bed than a strange tobaccoed couch. It's good to have a light left on for one, but it's better not to have any need of it, even when it is there. It's also good and productive to sing and to dance. A long time of interaction is a weighty story. It may be mentioned again, internal architecture and wounded blueprints. It may be mentioned for the first time, wounded blueprints can still build a beautiful house. And you can still learn the piano, which is of drastic importance, and do so anywhere. It helps if a house contains a piano, but it's not entirely necessary. Brain buzzes back again, but not so violent as it once was. I'm not worried that nothing is destroyed, nor am I worried that something or anything might be. I'm just not worried. Not worried? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. But it's the honest truth. Good grasp. Good night. Good luck. That was a little letter I wrote to myself.
That there from Poppy Silk.
All the best. Stories from Sydney.
On FBI.
You're tuned in to All the Best here on FBI. It's just clocked on 10:45. My name is Jeannie McEwen and I'm filling in for Eliza Salos this morning. She will be back in the hot seat next week. So make sure you tune in All the Best, of course, every week from 10 till 11, bringing you stories from all around Sydney. And as you know, each week we do a theme, and if you couldn't pick it, those songs had a theme to it. Every song that I've played on today's show all have a theme around running, which is our theme. So if you've just tuned in, our All the Best marathon man, Nick Hadland, is currently completing a long jog from the FBI studios, and he's running over to Bondi this morning. He does have two people accompanying him, the lovely Jules and Dan. They are his coaches, the FBI coaches for this morning, and we'll be crossing to them very soon to see how he's going, because he's got to make it to Bondi before 11, then be the rules. But we're going to see whether he's actually how he's going. Because, I don't know, this morning he told me he hadn't stretched. He hadn't run in about 6 weeks. So I'm not too sure, but we'll find out very, very soon.
Stories from Sydney. This is All the Best on FBI.
As you've been hearing, if you've been tuning into the show for the past 45 minutes, then you would have heard a couple of stories about running away. And our next story is from a guy called Mick, and it's his personal tale of running away from home.
My name is Mick Stewart, and at the tender age of 10, I did run away from home. And after a bit of a feud with my elder brother, who is 7 years older than me, he was 17 at the time, And he used to rub it in about how much sort of more he could do being his age than what I could do, which used to drive me quite wild. And he decided to leave me with the remainder of the washing up while he got in his car and went for a drive, you know, since he can now. And, of course, I was livid, and off he went, and I thought, right, well, that's it. I've had it with this family. I'm running away. And so home alone, I packed the most important things. I packed my triangular green Japyra tent, one-man tent, and my Walkman, of course, the other very important tool of survival, and a jar of peanut butter from memory out of the cupboard, which looked, you know, like something that would sustain life for many days. And off I went, red-faced and hot under the collar. I marched off through the national park and made toward the beach. And I was quite excited by then. I thought, oh, here I am. This is my new life. I'm the boss now. There's no washing up to be done here. And set up my tent in the wind and, you know, made my new home on McMaster's Beach. And the wind seemed to increase and it got a bit darker. And I sort of sat in my tent thinking, oh, this is good, you know. This is my kingdom. Yeah, and the tent's flapping about and pegs are coming undone, and it got dark and my Walkman batteries ran out, and that's no good. I've got no money to buy any more. I feel quite sick from eating all this peanut butter off the end of my finger, but it's all right, I'll stick it out. And I did stick it out for all of about another 40 minutes, shivering down on the cold, wet sand. And in the end, I decided maybe running away is not for me. Packed up my tent, the lid on my peanut butter, and got my Walkman, which was the entirety of my survival kit. And off I went, home, ready with all this sort of complete story of what I was going to tell my dad and my brother of what I'd done. But of course, upon getting home, I discovered that no one was home yet. And I came home before any of them, and they never actually knew that I'd gone and run away in all my rebellion. So the whole thing sort of was a bit of a joke. In fact, I even told them I ran away and they said, yeah, whatever.
Stories from Sydney.
On All the Best.
Very nice little ditty there called Sweet Runaway, and that one's from the Adelaide two-piece, The Yearlings. And before that, we heard a lovely little story from Mick Stewart about running away to the beach when he was younger. And as you've heard throughout the show, we've heard a lot of stories of running away and some fiction about from Poppy Silk, a very unusual fiction around the theme of running about dragons. We have had a lot on the show today, but we have to cross back to our marathon man, Nick Hadland. He joined me in the studio at 10 o'clock this morning when All the Best kicked off. And what he's doing is running right here from the FBI studios, and he's been running all morning over to Bondi. So we're going to cross to him right now. Nick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent.
You're not a Bondi, though.
Oh, no. Why did you? What happened? Tell us. Tell us what's happening.
Look, we got flagged straight up as we walked out the door of FBI.
Really? Wonderful.
Yeah. The supporters have been great the whole way along. People yelling, FBI, FBI. At least I think that's what they're yelling. I'm not sure. But I'm at Coogee now.
Oh, you made it. Excellent. Well, yeah. You made it to a beach.
A beach, yes. That was the plan, I think.
That's pretty good. So tell me, was it, because I know in the studio this morning, you were telling me that you hadn't even stretched. Have you cramped up? What's happened? Did Jules and Dan have to help you?
No, look, we got lost along the way, actually. I told them that I took an extra detour for fitness, but look, we got separated, and I think that extra sort of K that I put in there really limbered me up. Once I got running, it was all downhill from there.
Oh, great. That extra K amongst the many.
Yeah, it was.
That's really great. So have people, what have people been doing? Just yelling at you? Have they been waving? Have they said, hey, Nick, come on, run faster? What have they been doing?
No, nobody sort of knew my name, unfortunately, but they were all yelling FBI, and I had the bike posse. They were singing Mark Ronson's Bicycle the whole way.
That's awesome. Oh, good. Well, Dan and Jules have been there to help you the whole way, which has been great.
Yeah, they've been great.
Awesome. All right, well, go jump into the water, Nick, and cool off.
I plan to do that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Nick. See you later.
Bye.
That was Nick Hadland there, our producer. So what can we say? He made it to a beach, maybe not to Bondo, but I think from the FBI studios to Coogee is a pretty good effort. And a really big thank you to all the FBI listeners who've been encouraging him the whole way along. It's obviously been very important to him, particularly when he got lost. Maybe you helped him on his way. We're not sure. You've been listening to All the Best this morning. It's just clocked on 5 to 11, which means I've got to make way for Too Much with Kate Jinks. We've got to say a big thank you to all the contributors for today's show on the theme running. Jesse Cox, Poppy Silk, Mike Williams, and of course the marathon man Nick Hadland and his FBI coaches Jules and Dan. And thank you to the All the Best executive producer Bridget Dagg. Also thanks to Kath Lim. And if you missed of any of today's show, you can always head online and download the All the Best podcast. So you just need to head to fbiradio.com and follow the links to the podcast page. And there's other shows on there as well. And you can get the previous weeks from All the Best too. Next week on All the Best, we go back in time with our theme, Time Warp. So next Saturday at 10 a.m., we strap ourselves in. We're going to be kissing our friends and loved ones goodbye and prepare to get time warped. We're going to be visiting a society in which jousting and veils are the rage, a milk bar which has stayed the same for 40 years. We'll be discovering the contents of a 100-year-old time capsule. We'll be listening to our favourite Sydney woman try their hand at the art of letter writing, and we'll be examining what the future of Sydney might look like. I've got so much content right in front of me. There's papers everywhere. All the best, just full of content. So I've got to get out of here, making way for Kate Jinks with Too Much. My name's Jeannie McEwen. I've been filling in for Eliza Salas this morning here on All the Best.
All the best.
Stories from Sydney.
On SBI.